And Coach is a rock guy from way back. He loves that guitar stuff. Good morning, Coach.
Heavy stuff. Good morning.
We had a Who record on a few minutes ago. I didn't even recognize it. I need to come to you for all my Who questions.
Yeah.
It's called The Seeker. Do you remember The Seeker?
You don't hear it as much.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a rumor that we're all getting older. I'm not buying it. I don't know about you.
That's just a rumor.
The Coach Goose Show, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. The roll continues now as you get into an interesting stretch here with the Blues there and Edmonton here. The Blues will be around all year, right? As Blackhawk fans, let's get used to it. They're going to be a pain in our butts all year long.
They're going to be they're good. We saw Nashville. They're good. We saw Minnesota. I know they got tons of injuries, but they're a good team. And we know St. Louis can be good. Our division is still going to be very tough. And St. Louis got off to a tremendous start, and they'll be hungry tomorrow night after two losses down in Florida. So, our division's not going to get any easier. I think the start we had is kind of what we're looking for. We looked at our schedule here with eight games right off the bat against real good teams, and hopefully we can fare well within a couple of games, and then be a real positive start. And it'll start looking at the next road trip, and then it gets even more interesting. So yeah. It's a good beginning.
Yeah, and you're going with back-to-backs here, and Edmonton back here. This is one of the best young teams. Boy, if you'd said 2 years ago, Edmonton is going to be a force in less than 2 years, I don't think anybody would have bought it. But they got some of the best young talent in the league.
Well, they went through several years of picking early, and then having these kids come in, and then they had ordinary years, and then they got McDavid, who is the next level of an elite player, and he seemed to take the team in that next direction last year, and they got off to an ordinary start, but they lost Dreisaitl, who is a great player as well, so it's a it's a team with some really high-end young kids, but they added some nice pieces to complement these guys, and I think that balance last year paid off for them.
Well, you got some very high-end young kids of your own, including one of whom has been out the last four games, Nick Schmaltz. What difference will he make being back for you tomorrow?
Well, based on what we saw in the first game and what we saw over training camp, Schmaltz is taking his game to a new level, and it seems like we get a whole new group of guys that line can be extremely dangerous, got speed off the rush, puck possession, seems to have great chemistry with Kaner, and Hartsey at the net all bring a little bit something different. So it's got the makings for a really, really dangerous unit, and gives our opponents something to think about, and could open up whether they want to check Kaner's line or Johnny's line, and that line's been going good. So it really gives you a good 1-2 punch, and gives us, look at when you got Sharpie and DeBrincat and Hardy on another line, we feel they all can score, and sometimes that loosens up coverage on the other lines as well.
I know it's a relatively small sample size. You're talking about six games so far. If we go back to this time last year, your penalty kill was a little bit of a problem. Is there an area now that you see anything that concerns you based on the first six games?
I don't see problems. I see areas where we can improve. I think we can be better on our own end. I think we can. Teams are taking a lot of shots. The quality isn't as much as the shots would indicate, but we're still giving up a few more chances than we'd like. I think we want to tighten up that area. We'd like to be better on our power play. We're going to change units today in our practice here, and going into the game, I think a freshened look will be good for everybody, and hopefully that can ignite some of our consistency of that area, knowing that if we're not scoring, at least generated some momentum and some zone time, and I think that we got the capabilities with the personnel, so looking for that to spark.
Connor Murphy comes over, and this is a kid who's only 24, should have great years for a long time, big kid, 6'4", and I wouldn't say he's off to a slow start, but what are we expecting to see out of him going forward?
Well, he's a steady defenseman. He'll give us some physicality on the back end. I think he's a reliable kid. You got to love his enthusiasm. He's come in here with, we were looking at a lot of new, different personnel on the back end, and so far, I think our defense has been fine in a lot of ways. And the first three games, we had the same group play. We had, Franz has got some experience. We want to get him in the lineup, and he's played a couple games for us. And I think that as a group, I think you all want to play to your strengths, and that consistency and dependability is what we look for as coaches and the team, and But everybody's been, we've been happy with everybody. We have one more Oz. Oz really hasn't got in the game yet, and so we're waiting to see if he can eventually get in, because we feel he can help us too. So it's been a good situation with a lot of unknown going into the season, and but you know, they're all going to play, and I think Murph has been fine as he's getting accustomed to being in Chicago.
Yeah, I think that's a part of it. I'm trying to go through, back in my memory the other day. I was thinking about this, and have you guys gotten off to a better start since you've been coach? I don't remember a year where it felt better. Do you, Dave?
Well, 2013 was
the undefeated run.
Yes.
Yeah, that would work, wouldn't it? But this one, but it's hard to say this doesn't feel great, Coach, because it does.
It feels good. I know that the other one, you know, you can't anticipate, you know, you always think that you won't. You always say it. We always say it. It's so important to get off to a good start. So we've been pretty good for the most part at beginning and putting ourselves in a pretty good spot early. And this year, our schedule was looking at us in the eye saying, wow, this can't be any tougher. So we'll take the first six games, and you know, we're excited to see what's going to happen over the next, you know, 4 points, and then there's been I think all the other years have been comparable. A couple years have been 500 about over this stretch, but for the most part, we've gotten off to good beginnings, and that's a compliment to the guys and how they prepare over the summer, and you know, how organized they are in their own game, looking to be good right off the bat.
Saturday feel like a better win than just a regular win because it was Nashville and it looked ugly late?
It didn't look good. I thought, you know, the first 40 minutes or so, they were controlling a lot of the play or the puck, and I thought as the third period started to go, we started to get some more traction and get some zone time. But at the end, winning that game was huge, against a divisional opponent, that was a valuable 2 points, and coming back late when you look like you could get none, and getting two is huge. So it's a disappointing game against Minnesota, and a very similar situation, not getting any points. So it was a good response or rebound from that game.
And Ryan Hartman scoring a bunch of points early, which is good. You mentioned him earlier, but I want to make sure he gets credit too, because, Coach, you got a lot of good problems on your hand. How do you get these lines together with so many good guys and so much talent out there? But it seems like it's working so far.
Well, I think everybody wants to play, and your top guys got to play, and they get other situations where the quality can be a little higher, be it 4-on-4 or 3-on-3 overtimes or the regular shifts or starting or last minutes of periods. But at the end of the day, I think our line combinations are so that there's a little internal competition of getting a little bit more quality ice time or a little bit more, and I think pushing one another in a positive way is going to be healthy for not just the power play units, but our line combinations. And I think there's upside on all the lines as far as generating offense and playing the right way. So it's that's encouraging, and then we think we got an energy line that's been something we haven't had in a while that can keep everybody. Say comfortable is not the right word, but at least provide what we're looking for, that intensity, some physicality, and a real purpose to it.
Great story off the ice, too. Hockey players don't quit ever, and Eddie Olczyk, in the middle of the toughest fight he's ever had, is going to be in the booth for a couple of days. I know that'll pump the guys up even more. So, Coach, thanks as always.
Yeah, good story. I always think of Eddie. I look forward to seeing him tomorrow as well.
All right, bud. Have a good trip. That's Coach Q. He'll be in St. Louis and then home with Edmonton here.